KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's partly cloudy and 73 degrees in Atlantic. We look for continued partly cloudy skies today with a high around 90. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In the news, the U.S. Department of Agriculture says it's investing more than $15 million to help rural communities make improvements to water systems in nine rural Iowa counties. The announcement Wednesday says the $15.3 million in loans and grants to Iowa communities is part of a nationwide package of $192 million offered for 71 projects in 29 states to improve rural water infrastructure. The city of Kimbolton is receiving a $1.4 million loan and a $1.4 million grant to make significant capital improvements to its municipal water system. Funds from the project will be used to replace water mains, installing new piping to create a looped distribution system, construct a 50,000-gallon elevated storage tower, purchase a backup generator, and make various repairs and updates to the water treatment plant in Kimbolton. The improvements will update the city's aging infrastructure and improve water pressure throughout the community. The city of Lewis is receiving a little over $1 million in a loan and $1 million grant to improve its wastewater collection system, including spot repairs in 14 locations, lining of 5,000 feet of pipe, repairing manholes, constructing a third cell in a lagoon, and adding an ultraviolet disinfection to the treatment system. The repairs and new treatment will help the city meet the new Iowa DNR testing limits. And the city of Messina is receiving a $925,000 loan and $927,000 grant to improve its wastewater treatment facility. The lagoons will be updated with a submerged attached growth reactor system, and ultraviolet disinfection will be installed. Without the repairs and updates, the treatment facility would fail to meet new compliance limitations for ammonia, nitrogen, and E. coli. Dow City in Crawford County is receiving a $557,007 loan to construct a new cell. Others receiving grants or loans include the towns of Ellsworth, Blairsburg, and Martinsdale, as well as the Squaw Valley South subdivision in Story County. People in nine Iowa counties hit hardest by spring flooding have just a few days left to register for aid from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Registering with FEMA helps the agency determine if people are eligible for grants to help repair their flood-damaged homes or pay for temporary housing. FEMA's Deanna Frazier says many Iowans who are eligible still haven't requested help.
They want to make sure that there is enough funding to go around to other survivors who were more highly impacted than they were.
More than 2,400 Iowa households and families have registered with FEMA so far, and the agency has already approved more than $13 million for Iowans. Once a homeowner registers with FEMA, the agency works to get an inspector to their home to survey the damage.
We are receiving more registrations that are kind of trickling in rather than busting down our doors right now. However, we do believe that there are people out there who have not registered with FEMA for assistance.
The U.S. Small Business Administration also offers low-interest loans for homeowners. The deadline to register is Monday, July 1st. Seven of the eligible counties are in western Iowa: Woodbury, Monona, Harrison, Pottawatomie, Shelby, Fremont, and Mills. All the remaining two are in eastern Iowa, Scott and Loisa counties. For more information, call 800-621-FEMA or go to disasterassistance.gov on the web. Police in Red Oak report the arrest at around 12:55 a.m. today of 32-year-old Benjamin William Rabick. The Red Oak man was taken into custody for public intoxication and was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. And Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports that on Wednesday, his deputies arrested 31-year-old Austin James Haler of Sydney for delivery of methamphetamine. Haler was arrested after an investigation was conducted in Sydney for narcotics delivery. Haler was transported to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center and held on a $10,000 bond. And on Tuesday, deputies in Fremont County arrested 31-year-old James Hume of Sydney. Hume was arrested at his residence on a valid Fremont County warrant for animal neglect after his dogs were taken from his residence. Hume was transported to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center, where he has since bonded out. In our funeral announcements, Diane Connolly, age 85, of Des Moines and formerly of Greenfield, died Monday in Des Moines. Celebration of life services for Diane Connolly will be today at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. George Steenhuisen, age 85, of Irwin, died Monday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services for George Steenhuisen will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Church of Christ in Irwin. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Liam James Gearing, the infant son of Ian and Lydia Gearing of Atlantic, died Sunday. A memorial visitation for Liam Gearing will be held on Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. James Hightoff, age 68, of Audubon, died Sunday in Des Moines. A mass of Christian burial for James Hightoff will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Aaron Newton, age 44, of Omaha and formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Aaron Newton will be held this Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Tom Anderson, age 65, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at Mercy Medical in Des Moines. A celebration of life service for Tom Anderson will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Randy Allen, age 64, of Carson, died June 17th at Jenny Edmondson in Council Bluffs. A memorial service for Randy Allen will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Carson United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Dennis Denny Studelberg, age 69, of Mitchell, South Dakota, and formerly of Atlantic, died May 28th in Mitchell. A celebration of life for Denny Studelberg will be Saturday at 4 o'clock at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club, with a gathering at 4 and a service at 4:30. The family invites you to stay following the service to enjoy a Talkeye tailgate party with all the fixings. And you're welcome to dress in your favorite team attire and help celebrate Denny's life. Elmer Lenny Pruitt III, age 41, of Messina, died Wednesday at home in rural Messina. Services for Elmer Lenny Pruitt III will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.